In an online roundtable discussion with USDA staffers, including Chief Economist Rob Johansson, North Dakota Stockmen's Association Executive Director Julie Ellingson outlined a few requests from local cattle producers and what they'd like to see in coronavirus aid from the USDA. Ellingson said the program needs to be simple. It could focus on the inventory of cows. Feeder cattle, fed cattle, and newborn calves wouldn't be counted as feeders.
We believe that this should be a one-time per head payment based on the qualifying producers' feeders' inventories. And we picked the day of February 21st, identified that as the day where we saw a sharp market response to this crisis. Thought is that it's based on those inventories as of that day. People aren't making purchase decisions or changing the configuration of their operation in order to fit the program.
Ellingson told the USDA there are realized losses in the cattle industry, the ones that have already been seen. But there are also losses that are still looming. She said cow-calf producers should be at the heart of this program.
A suggestion would be to look at a $150 per head payment. And again, basing that number on the inventories as of the identified date.
Independent Beef Association of North Dakota President Dwight Keller suggested a program based on sales in a time frame of mid-February.
People come in with, when they sell something, they sold 600 pound steers. Here's what they got, and come up with a mechanism to try to, or if they sold 800 pound steers compared to where it should be, you know, you're going to have to set that.
Johansson responded.
How do you see the difference of the program being useful to producers if it's an inventory type of program versus an actual sales type of program?
I think an inventory would work good, like Julie said, on a cow or calf basis. On feeder cattle, I'd like to see it on a per weight basis.
This aid is a blank slate for the cattle industry. Cattle producers, along with specialty crops like potatoes, weren't included in previous trade aid. The three-hour discussion also included future aid packages from the USDA. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.